Welcome to the Fundraising Freedom Podcast with Mary Valone. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and this is the place where aspiring six and seven figure fundraisers come to be encouraged, empowered, and educated on how to raise more funds and have more freedom. Welcome to episode 101. Today, we're talking about the three big takeaways from the past 100 episodes of the show. So if this is your first episode joining us, welcome. If you've been listening for a while, you probably noticed we've got some new music. We've got a new name for the podcast. Prior to this, of course, this was the Mary Valone Show, and now it's the Fundraising Freedom Podcast with Mary Valone. So same show, new name, new facelift. I'm just really excited to bring you guys new content, new material so that you can continue to kick it up a notch. You'll notice that I have a new intro talking about six and seven figure fundraisers. So I assume that that is you because you have a lot of money to raise. And you've been hanging out with me for quite a while and you want to raise the big dollars. So no sense in sitting back on those couple thousand. Let's start looking at the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So let's talk about these three big takeaways that we've had from the last 100 episodes. And first I want to talk about, there's a quote that I just recently saw. It was talking about basically imitating, emulating, and creating. And the quote said this: I like to think that we begin with imitation, graduate to emulation, and then aspire to creation. And I thought this was so good. I apologize. I don't even know where it came from, but I thought it was so good because isn't it the truth in so much of what we do? We imitate people, then we emulate them, and then eventually we become our own creation. We create who we want to be. So when we're younger, maybe you looked up to your older brother or sister or a friend or a family member, and you started to kind of imitate them. You started to do certain, you know, similar mannerisms. You used to say certain things that they would say. And then eventually you grew out of that and you started to kind of match or surpass what they did. So whether that was they were good at a certain craft and now all of a sudden you got a little bit better at it and you were started to become the teacher. And then you move into this creation phase where now you're creating new things and you're stepping out and becoming who you feel like you're meant to be. And so a lot of our listeners fall into this category of, you know, where you start off and you're just really imitating what the people before you have done. And it's not always good imitation. You know, sometimes it hasn't been done well. And so here we are imitating something that's going on in the organization or in the work that we do that's not something that we want to continue on. It's kind of like, you know, if you want to change your family tree, you want to change the way that people look at money, well, then you have to shift your thinking and you have to start looking at it in a different way. And so that's something that I want you to be thinking about is that if you're joining in and listening to this podcast, I want you to start thinking in a new way. I want you to be able to imitate people who are really doing fundraising well. So that's why I want to bring experts to you, people that I look up to, so that you can start to see, okay, there's other people who are doing this maybe in a different way. And maybe I can start to look at this in a new light and start things from scratch. So I hope that this new, you know, format that we're going into will help you with that. But let's jump in now. And let's start talking about the three big takeaways, okay? So number one, my first big takeaway was when I started this podcast 2 years ago, I was launching my book, Fundraising Freedom, and I had no idea really who I was talking to. So I didn't know what to expect. I just was like, I'm going to turn on the microphone and I'm going to see what happens. And in the end, I was trying to help young fundraisers, young people who are maybe new in starting up their nonprofit, new in just raising funds in general, or maybe they got stuck, you know, that you got to a certain place on your own and you're like, hey, I really want to take it to the next level, but I just don't have the training or tools to do that. So I thought to myself, hey, I'll just jump on a microphone. Maybe I can help a few people along the way. And in turn, what I really took away from that was that I was actually learning more about myself and I was starting to learn from the content that I was sharing. Of course, it forced me to have to learn new things because I was thinking about how am I going to share this with somebody else if I can't even verbalize what I'm trying to say. And so you guys allowed me the ability to really work through some content, work through some information. And in turn, I ended up receiving a lot of benefit from the material that I shared. And so for that, I am so grateful. And that was just a major takeaway. Sometimes we get started on something and we don't anticipate how much we're going to grow from it. You know, we think that we're helping somebody else, but in turn, it's really helping us. And this is very similar to our volunteers and the people that work in our organizations. Sometimes they get started and they start to volunteer with your organization thinking that they're doing you a favor. And then in turn, they get so much out of the experience that they can't help but want to financially give or give more of their time because they really, really enjoyed it. And as you guys know, it's addicting. You know, it's addicting to give and to volunteer your time and to see results, to see lives being transformed and changed by the work that we do. And so those volunteers absolutely jump in and do that. And I feel like my big takeaway from having this conversation every single week, you know, talking with you every week of this episode has really helped me in the process, and it has become quite addicting as well. Okay. So my number two takeaway is that habits are hard to start, but they're easy to keep. So creating a new habit. So this podcast really was a new habit for me. I wasn't used to sitting down and creating content and jumping on a microphone to talk for 30 minutes at a time every single week. It wasn't something that I did. It just, that's not normal for me. I'm not a speaker for the most part. I don't go and speak continuously or regularly like that. So this has been great because I've been able to kind of create my own platform and create a place where I can share material every single week. But that is a habit that I was not used to. And I'll be honest, when I first got started, it was a little bit difficult because I really had to put it on the calendar. I had to make sure that I blocked out the time. I had to find the right day, the right triggers that were going to help me to make sure that I continued to do this week after week. And I think there's so much that we can learn from that is that you guys, you know, like when you're creating a new habit, and of course it's January, so I'm sure you've got a few New Year's resolutions on the list. I would hope that one of those New Year's resolutions is to really kick up your fundraising. But when you do any of this stuff, whenever you put that thing down, you have to create habits that are going to be habits that you can keep for a long time. So I love the whole habit stacking method, which just means you take something that you normally do and you stack something else on top of it. So then whenever you think about the habit that you already have, you will think about this new habit that you're wanting to create. So one of the things when I record this podcast, I record every Sunday. So Sundays for me are a great podcast day for me because no one's calling me. You know, my schedule is completely free. I don't have to think about anything else besides putting this material out there. So it allows me to really think about new material, think about new ideas, process things that have happened over the course of the last couple weeks or months, and be able to really get that down on paper so that I can share that message with you. So habit stacking is really important. And I think that now whenever a Sunday rolls by, and if I'm not in a place where I can record on a Sunday, it's almost uncomfortable. Like I feel antsy. Back in October, I was traveling for 12 days straight. And that was so hard for me because I pre-recorded the episode the week before. And then I actually did the other episode on the road. But I woke up on the day that, you know, each day on each of those Sundays. And I was like, it was just weird to me because it was like something was missing in my life. And it was my podcast. So just think through the things that you want to create, the things that you want to put as habit. You have to first get it on your calendar. You have to first block out the time and be so intentional when you're first getting started because your body is just not used to it. You're mentally not always prepared for that new change that's coming. But then once you can consistently do it every single week or every day, whatever that thing is, it will become a habit and it will be hard to change. This is why people who are really good about going to the gym and working out, it's because it's a habit and then they feel uncomfortable. They don't like it when they aren't at the gym because it just feels like they're missing something. And so that's what we want to create with all things that we want to create as a habit, right? So, okay. And then the third thing is that my other big takeaway is that I finally figured out who you are. And this is kind of strange because when I first started this podcast, I had no idea who would listen. And so I didn't get feedback at first. I didn't know who was out there paying attention or listening in. But today I know who you are because either you've reached out, whether, you know, you have contacted me in some way, you're on my email list, you're, you know, in the Fundraising Freedom Tribe, but I know who you are. And I've started to get names and faces and really get great feedback from you guys about the show and what you like and what you didn't. I mean, like anywhere from the music to the name to the content that I share is all feedback from you, the listener. And so I don't want to change that. Like I want to continue to move forward and make sure that I bring good content to you because you are who I care about. And I want to bring content that I care about too. Like I said in my first takeaway is that I've learned so much from this podcast, from the things that, you know, I've been able to share and then also other people that I've brought onto the show. But that's the thing is that I have learned so much about you. And what I found out is that you and I are a lot alike, that we think very similarly, and that's why we connect. And I love that. I really, really love that because that means that we can do whatever we put our mind to. And I think through about all the things that I sit and I write on my dry erase board about, and I dream about and write about in my journal and all those things. And I know that you guys, and you're doing that too, that those are things that you're really, you know, pushing through to figure out, what do I want? What do I want to create? What kind of environment do I want to create for my volunteers and my donors? And then also figuring out that balance in your life to make sure that your job, your job, does not take over your world, because there's got to be such a balance between all the things that you have going on in your life so that you can do all the things that you care about well, and you can enjoy your day-to-day life. And so that's the thing. I started to think more about who is the ideal listener. And that's why at the top of the hour, you know, top of our conversation, I mentioned that this podcast is for 6- and 7-figure fundraisers. I absolutely, when I was starting off my fundraising, you know, I was only raising $10, $20, $25, $30,000 when I first got started. And then eventually I started getting these budgets that were hundreds of thousands of dollars. And as you know, my signature fundraiser that I put on, you know, that really launched this whole fundraising freedom message happened in 2007. And that event, you know, that I started it in 2007, but the official event did not happen until 2009, where we net $500,000. And that would never have happened had I not taken a step back from where I was and just evaluated what was working and what wasn't. And what I realized was, back to what I was just saying, was that I was imitating the wrong people. I was following other people who were really struggling with their fundraising. I was watching my peers in fundraising. I was looking at who was raising $10,000 and $20,000 fundraisers instead of looking at people who were raising hundreds of thousands of dollars in their fundraisers. And that's my fault. That's my bad, that I found the wrong people to emulate, you know, to imitate. And that is the thing, is that I needed to get on the right path. I needed to follow the right model. And then once I did, I was like, OMG, this is good. You know, that's where I was like, I needed to write that book 2 years ago, and I needed to start this podcast because you need to hear this. You need to know that you can raise whatever dollar amount you want to raise, but you have to have a good model to follow. And I absolutely stand behind my fundraising freedom steps. The 7 steps that I teach in my book is, it works. It works. It works. It works. And I have now taken those seven steps. I've built my book around it. I've built this podcast around it. I've built my business around it. So I just want to share with you that there's so much more to the seven steps that's in fundraising freedom than just a fundraising campaign, than just a $10,000 fundraiser. It is so much bigger than that. And as I walk into 2019 and I write down all these goals that I want to achieve, you know, my biggest thing is that I just want to take it to the next level. I just always want to be pushing myself to take it up a notch. And last year, my word for the year was scale. You know, I wanted to scale my business. You know, I wanted to scale from helping one nonprofit to helping 10 nonprofits to helping 100 nonprofits. And, you know, today I'm helping well over, hundreds of nonprofits now. And that to me is such, just such an achievement for me personally. That is something that I really, really wanted. And now my word for 2019 is the word fly, F-L-Y. I scaled last year, and this year I just want to fly. You know, I just want to be able to just enjoy the work that I get to do. And not that I didn't feel that way before, not that I wasn't enjoying the work that I was doing, but I think that sometimes I personally get very fixated on goals. I'm very number oriented, as you guys know. But I just want to enjoy what is happening. And as I get the opportunity to work with you, as I get the opportunity to work with my clients, I really want to be able to give the best advice, give the best, you know, teaching and tools to each and every one of my clients. But I want you as a podcast listener to feel that as well, is that I just want you to be able to take this and just really fly with your fundraising. Take this to a whole new level that you never even anticipated was possible, because I totally feel like I'm in that season. And so I hope that you've taken some time to think through. Maybe you have a word that you have for 2019 or something that you really want to accomplish. I love a good vision board. I've been doing vision boards since 2016 when I started my book. And I love them. I love seeing every single day I have a board in my office that I can look at and just really keep my eyes focused on the things that I really want to see done in the upcoming year. So if you can, you know, as you can imagine, my board is filled already. And one of the big pictures on my board is the picture of my new home. And we are just a couple months away from moving in. And to me, sometimes that's like just such a like pinch me moment. The day that we move in, I think I'm going to have maybe pass out a little bit. It'll be like one of those moments, like Move That Bus or like, you know, any of these shows that are on HGTV, you know, but this is going to be such a dream for me that it's finally come to life, because I've had this house, this picture on my vision board for 2 years, and we've been making plans for this since May of 2017. So it is 2 years in the making, and I am so absolutely excited about it. So thank you for, I think, you know, continuing to be with me during this whole journey. And as we walk into this new format, Fundraising Freedom podcast, and I bring on guests that you can start to learn from, I really want to pull some takeaways. I want to make sure that you guys get some real actionable items that you can start implementing and putting into action here, because there's no sense in you spending 20, 30 minutes listening to our podcast here without you being able to really take action. And I know that you guys are action takers, because you tell me that you take action, because I've seen it. I've been watching you. And so I cannot wait to see what you do in 2019. So my big takeaways for the year, you know, I love being able to do this with you guys. I know I've shared that often, but I just am so grateful. Thank you for continuing to listen to the show. I look forward to just bringing you more and more good content that you can just sink your teeth into and just take off with in the upcoming year. So let's go raise 6 and 7 figures in the upcoming year, and let's go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time. Would you like to create a killer 6 or 7-figure signature fundraiser where you have long-term sustainability, less stress, and the freedom to focus on what really matters? Well, Fundraising Freedom Academy may be just what you need. I'm Mary Valone, and I created an 18-month training program that gives you the clarity and confidence to launch, grow, and scale your signature fundraiser, including weekly coaching calls, masterclass trainings, and easy-to-edit templates to build your signature fundraiser. This was the exact plan I used to net $500,000 with a first-year event. Apply today for the next Fundraising Freedom Academy class at fundraisingfreedomacademy.com. That's fundraisingfreedomacademy.com.